Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh and welcome once again to another episode of The Awakening. Now yesterday we ended off by saying that you have found your awakening by the sense of serenity that is born of acceptance. We were speaking about accepting oneself and also speaking about the trials and tribulations that Allah put into your life. So now moving further on, so you begin by making your way through the reality of today. Rather than holding out for the promise of tomorrow, you realize that much of who you are and the way you navigate through life is in great part a result of all the social conditioning you've received over the course of a lifetime. I'm going to give you some time to take that in, and I'll repeat that once again because it's of utmost importance that we take in what it is that we have been programmed throughout our lives. So we are now beginning to make our way through the reality of today. Rather than holding out for the promise of tomorrow, you always hear, don't ever live for tomorrow because you don't know if you might see tomorrow. You should live every day as if it was your last. You make salah every day as if it was your last salah because we don't know when our time might end. You resolve that much of who you are, or you realize that much of who you are and the way you navigate through life is in great part a result of the social conditioning you've received over the course of a lifetime. So now you're looking at the social conditioning and looking at from the time that you were born up until the person that you are today. From as early as you can remember, your parents have told you certain things about life, your grandparents have told you certain things about life, and also to the youth. Your parents and your grandparents are still telling you. You will always find them saying, my child or my girl, don't go this route, I've been through that already. They're there to give you advice, but it's also for you to accept yourself and to realize where you are in this moment in time. And you begin to sift through all the nonsense you were told or you were taught about. And that nonsense, listen to the word, nonsense. You break the word up, nonsense. It does not make sense. So we are indoctrinated by our television sets, by our celebs, looking at how they look. And now we're thinking that we should look that same way. So maybe if I put on makeup, then someone will maybe notice me. Or maybe if I lose weight, then maybe I will look more beautiful. But that is not the case at all. So the nonsense that you have been taught throughout is how you should look and how much you should weigh, what you should wear and where you should shop, where you should live or what type of car you should drive. I want to make a point on what you should wear and where you should shop. Your name brand, that is where your name brands come in. So do you feel good when you're wearing a pair of Nike tackies, or where you shop at Edgar's or Woolworths or so forth? Do you feel good about that? It shouldn't be the case at all. You can just wear a normal pair of shoes, you can shop by a normal shop, but at the end of the day, it's what makes you feel comfortable and also what pleases Allah. Because we were told that, yes, we need to cover up ourselves. So do it in a manner that makes you feel comfortable, irrespective of whether it's a name brand or whether it's not a name brand. And then also how you should behave, who you should marry, and why you should stay, and the importance of having children or what you owe your family. We are told all of those type of things on how we should behave. People normally say that you're a lady, behave properly, or if you're a little girl, sit properly on the chair, don't do this, don't do that. When you read your adolescent stages, now I'm going to find a nice boy for you, no, take him, he's good, he comes from a good background, a good family. But necessarily does your heart want that? I feel that here, you should stop making or stop doing things that pleases others, because at the end of the day, it's not them that are going to be going into the marriage, it's going to be yourself. So at the end of it, you're going to do it to please others, but are you going to be happy inside with yourself? I'm not saying that you should disrespect others, but let them understand that this is your decision that you want to make, whichever it is that you want in your life. Whether it is a certain job that you want, or whether it is a goal in life that you want. Make them understand that this is what I want, and I would love for you to support me. Remember, you always have respect for your elders. You always have respect for the people around you, and be careful as to how you're putting things across to them. So now slowly, with that, that you were taught as to how you weigh, how much you should weigh. You go to doctors, oh no, you're in this age category, so you need to weigh this type, this percentage. That shouldn't be the case at all. How are you going to enjoy your life if you are going to be looking at how much you should weigh and how you should look? Then you're not going to enjoy your life to its fullest. So slowly you begin to open up to new worlds and different points of view. And you begin reassessing and redefining who you are and what you really believe in. And here you begin to discard the doctrines you have outgrown or should never have practiced to begin with. That is where I'm leaving it again today, leaving you on a note where you need to ponder on it. This is all about self-acceptance and how you feel as a person, who you are in life. Stand in the mirror one day or tomorrow. If you haven't done it, then tomorrow, inshallah. Wake up and look at yourself in the mirror and think to yourself, I am here today because Allah wants me to be here. But also, I was raised in a certain way due to my parents, due to my grandparents that were there. All of them, my support that I had from my family. Think about it. Are you proud of where you are right now? Because if you are, then good for you. You should be. You really should be. If you are a single parent and you see that you've raised your child really good, you should be proud of that. Being a single parent is no death sentence. It's allowing you to know your strengths and to know where your weaknesses are. Sometimes we go through life and we don't know what our greatest strengths are and what our greatest weaknesses are. So sometimes we get our obstacles in our way. And that is also to show us, look, you can do this. You're stronger than what you think. And at the end of it all, you're at the end of the race. You've won the race and you're like, I've done it. I've really done it. And that for you will be such a proud moment. Do wake up in the morning. Motivate yourself. Tell yourself, I'm beautiful. Tell yourself, I love myself. I'm proud of myself for achieving this, for achieving that, whatever it is that you want. Inshallah, you ponder on that. And until we meet next time, I hope you all have the best for the day further. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.